Let us do this. Go to our door. Go to our door. Because of Tzoras Ayin. Because of stinginess. He left his people. Deserted his people. How could he do this? And also we notice the Chazal say the actual sin was that he left Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, Tzoras Ayin is a bad midah. You don't get killed for that. Just how does a Godel have such a bad midah that leaves his people is a problem. The actual sin was for a person living in Eretz Yisrael to leave Eretz Yisrael. As we learned in the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael shir, well, all comes together. Shkocha. And the mission that we've been describing, the search for the neshama of Malchus, those genes, that if he can have the families married together, he can provide for a melucha and end the problem of Ayhivi Meshvot HaShoftim, of the people judging the judges, will be true leadership, true government, and a tshuva meyira will occur, stopping the wrong, stopping the family. So Elimelech had this incredible mission on his conscious mind. He felt this should have start the Malchus and the problem of Ayhivi Meshvot HaShoftim. And therefore, if you look in the Pasuk, which I did not put up for you, but the Pasuk says that he left Eretz Yisrael, V'yelech Ishm Beis Lechem Yehuda, Lagur B'stei Moav. In the first Pasuk, just write down those words, Lagur B'stei Moav. We've mentioned that word before, gar, ger, to sojourn, a quick journey. Yaakov Avinu only meant, Tarik Mitzvah Shemarti, Lovan Garti, 21 years, but he was just passing through. Vayogar Shom, it says in the Haggadah. Velamich Layorad Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeya. Yaakov Avinu never intended to live, to set down roots in Mitzrayim. Elalagur Shom. He just planned on seeing Yosef and going back home. Lagur Bistemov, the original plan, the mission was to be in and out, a short journey. Elimelech said, I have two sons. Eglon has two daughters. To make both Shidduchim. But that isn't what happened. In Pasuk Beis, Vayavos, they Moav, Vayivshah. They came to the same Moav and they stayed there. They decided to stay there once they got there. What happened? What happened? Once again, the subconscious. As the Bali Musar point out, there's the conscious and the subconscious. There's what the brain thinks, but there's what the heart feels. Subconsciously, he was driven, and his mind was clouded by a dake dakos, the tiniest, tiniest slice of Tzoras Ayin, the stinginess. The Gemara in Bava Basra of Tzadi Aleph told us their chet that caused their death was that Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion left Eretz Yisrael, which we saw the Rashbam, Shemaskia Atzom in HaMitzvahs, plural. They left all the mitzvahs of Tzlius Baritz. That's a sin. That's a terrible thing. You can't just desert Eretz Yisrael and all those mitzvahs that you used to have. But because of his Tzoras Ayin, subconsciously, he wanted to preserve his money. His mind was clouded to believe in this mission being the right thing to do. And he left Eretz Yisrael, even though the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel that there are some reasons why you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. A famine is one of them. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, Perkei Halacha Tes, as explained by the Kesef Mishnah, Elimelech should have stayed to be, quote, Mevakesh Rachamim Al Dorom. The captain shouldn't abandon the ship. Al Pidin, he could have left. Again, notice how he continued to minimize the sin of Elimelech. Al Pidin, he was allowed to leave. There was a rogue. But as a leader of the generation, he should have stayed and been Mevakesh Rachamim. Additionally, Lanius Daiti, in my opinion, it says my humble opinion, but I wouldn't call myself humble. Lanius Daiti, in my opinion, they should have made about tshuva movement. Here you have Elimelech HaGadol HaDor. Machen the killing Gedolei Hador. They should have created about Tshuva movement, much like Boaz did in Perek Beis. Boaz in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, when he came to his fields, he said something that the Sfardim in the crowd will recognize every time you get an aliyah. Rabbanan. Hashem imachem. Boaz asked his people, Hashem imachem. Such a greeting, using the shame Hashem, raises the Yerushalayim level of the people. Boaz created about Tshuva movements, I'm going to speak about it a little bit more, whereby using the shame Hashem in greetings and bringing people an awareness that it's all about Hashem, that would fully remove the Shvod HaShoftim problem. That would be a Tshuva Me'ahava. As people came to love Hashem, be associated with Hashem, Hashem will be with me, Hashem is with me. Elimelech's plan was a superficial band-aid. Tshuva Me'ira, there's a government, so they're going to have to follow that law, or they're going to have to do Tshuva. But Boaz's way of bringing people to an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the best way. But like Yosef, we know that Yosef, Chazal say, Rashi Chumash brings it down, Shem Shamayim Shagura B'Thiv, the name of Hashem was always in his mouth. That prevents Yisurim. Tossi Lelukim, he says, Deishas Potifar. I should sin to God. Shem Hashem was always on his lips, always in his mouth. And that protects from Yisurim. That's a Tshuva Me'avo. Tshuva Me'avo. And we're going to discuss that more when we get to the second parak, the details of this Baal Tshuva movement with Boaz. Elimelech should have done that. Elimelech should have done that. But Elimelech and his sons as well have this tiny, tiny subconscious negia, a bias, a stinginess, which would not have been solved if he stayed there to sell and tried this Baal Tshuva movement. I mean, it takes time. He would have to give a lot of food out, a lot of money out to people. And when even the Gadol Hador has this tiny, tiny subconscious, he didn't realize it. It was deep down, deep, deep, deep within his emotional makeup. Tiny drop. But that caused him to misjudge ever so slightly and to leave Eretz Yisrael thinking that his mission was so noble. But it was a slightly wrong thing to try this path of finding a neshama of Malchus and Moab. Kodesh Baruch will eventually make these things happen. But he should have really stayed put, daven for the people, and increased the Yerushalayim level, and that way solved through Tshuva Me'ava, as Boaz, his nephew, eventually did. But that's what a Negia could do. A slight, subconscious, tiny, tiny, we never would have noticed it. But a Gadol Hador should have. And even if you call this an Aveir Lishma, which we saw is even better than a Mitzvah Shlo Lishma, Rabbi Cutler in a piece about Shimshon HaGibor mentions that an Aveir Lishma only is greater than Mitzvah Shlo Lishma if it's 100% Lishma. This Aveir was not 100% Lishma. Certain Aveiras by Shimshon HaGibor, by the woman who seduced Sisera, that was considered 100% L'shem Shemayim. It was an Aveira, but it was 100% L'shem Shemayim. No one else, he had that drop, that 0.001 level of Shalom L'shma, of stinginess. Subconsciously, Elimelech leaves and he takes all of his money with him to Moab. Rashi explains, he was very wealthy, they had enough money to support everyone else for 10 years. A lot of money. But slowly, as Rashi says in Pasuk Hey, they lost their cattle, they lost their money. They didn't lose their lives right away. First Hashem took away all their belongings. So he had a lot of money with him. Why did he take all the money with him? If he was just going on a short mission to make a shidduch with Eglon Melech Moab, why did he have to take all your money with him? So he thought, as part of his mission, that again, this Negia being stingy may have been the real reason why he took it with him. He thought that his mission was, I have to make this shidduch. how is the king of Moab going to agree to this shidduch? It's got to be a rich shidduch. Similar to Eliezer taking along a shtar signed by Avram Avinu, to convince Rivka and Besuel, Yitzchak's a millionaire. Got to make a good shidduch. A king's ransom is necessary to be able to marry the children of Eglon Melech Moab. So Elimelech took all of his money with him, but subconsciously, the tzaras ayin, the stinginess, caused this thought as well. Says the Malbim, Vayihu Shom was not their original plan. Like I said, it was Logar Shom. In and out, quick. But says the Bach in his Sefer Meshev Nefesh, he was drawn deep down to a kinship that he shared with the people of Moab, because the people of Moab were also greedy. That's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to destroy them when he had the chance. They were greedy. Al Devar Asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem uvamayim baderech v'tzeischem imitzrayim. The people of Moab did not greet Klal Yisrael with bread and water as they were leaving Mitzrayim. They were stingy. That's the reason why we can't marry Moavi. They have genes of stinginess. Moavis is not a problem. Didn't go into the women's chromosomes. There's called kavud v'asnokpima. The women were not expected to come out with food, even for the women. They were expected to stay home. The male Moabites should have brought food. They didn't. They had stinginess, greediness. Elimelech felt all subconscious. He didn't decide this. A tzaddik, a god ador. But tiny subconscious things have an effect on our actions before we even realize it. A god ador should have learned musar, introverted. He should have introspected. He should have made a chazir nevi. He should have found it. They've taken days and days. Musar. But he should have. He could have. But he didn't. He missed it. And subconsciously he was drawn to the Moabites. He decided to live there and escape the Jewish Ani and asking for his money. The subconscious overrides the conscious more often than not. That's what happened here. That's the reason why he and his sons gave up on their mission. They failed in their mission. They married the girls, but they didn't go back. They stayed. They Yehu Shom for many, many years. Ke'eser Shonim. Yeshu Shom Ke'eser Shonim. Says in Pasuk Dal. They gave up on their sacred mission. Because of that, Elimelech, we'll see, dies, Machlon Achillion dies, and it's going to be up to Naomi to determine which of the two girls, Rus or Arpah, is truly the one who will fulfill the mission. Because the mission was real. It was going to happen. And she's going to discern which one is the right one, Rus versus Arpah, and eventually hook up Rus with Boaz, which leads to Malchus Bizdom. So we'll hold it here. But we continue the possibility.